Okay. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to, holy cow, this is, whoa.
Is that audio?
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our village board meeting tonight. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We hope everyone had a good 4th of July holiday. We will call our meeting to order. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Deutsch.
Here.
All present and accounted for. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda?
Move to adopt as presented.
Trustee Harris. Any second? Trustee Green. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve or adopt the agenda and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. 3A. There, if you go to the village website, the Village of Alloway has a survey out there for our comprehensive outdoor recreation plan. We are asking the community to help us know how we're doing in terms of our park facilities. And our park facilities, our athletic fields, our recreational opportunities. So this is a plan that is looking out into the future 5 years, Chris?
Yes, correct.
So it's our five-year plan. So we'd like to hear from our residents on how we're doing. 3B. Alloway Movie in the Park is July 9th. The movie this week is Mighty Ducks. It's at Green Isle Park, and it will begin at dusk. Bring your families, your blankets, your chairs, and smiles. There won't be any concessions, but it'll be a lot of fun. And I'm sure it promises to be perfect weather. Announcement C, ISO Public Fire Protection Classification. I'll just read this real quick because it's very neat. Green Bay Metro Fire Department announces the newest ISO class rating in a joint press conference last Wednesday. ISO rating stands for Insurance Services Organization. The rating serves as a public protection clarification number on a scale from 1 to 10, with class 1 being the very best fire protection. The Green Bay Metro Fire Department, a.k.a. Alloway Fire Department, and Green Bay Water Utility and Alloway Water Utility and the Brown County Communications Center are pleased to announce we have successfully maintained a Class 1 ISO rating after an extensive five-year audit. They do great work. We thank them very much for what they do, and we are a safer community because of them. Brad.
So Green Bay Metro is one of 383 fire departments in the nation that received this classification. And there's over 13,000 total fire departments, so it's a pretty good honor.
Yes. Thank you. Any other announcements from my fellow trustees? Any other announcements from staff? Dope. We will move on to item number 4. Is there anyone in public comment? Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Hearing none, we will close the public comment and move on to item number 5. Action regarding noise variance permit request for Riviera Bar and Grill at 2150 Riverside Drive to allow music Thursdays through Sundays from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. on outside deck.
Move to approve.
Okay, we have a move to approve. Do I have a second? Trustee Sampson. Any discussion? I know we did this last year. She wasn't able to, probably the year before, and they weren't able to take advantage of it. I had one concern when looking at it, and that is that it's from 3 to 10. I'm not really concerned about the 10, but with the accounting firm right next door, Thursdays and Fridays, 3 o'clock might, I don't know if it would be a disturbance to the business or not. So, any thoughts on that?
I don't think it, personal opinion is I don't think it would be a disturbance to them. It's a solid brick building. They don't typically operate with their windows open.
And so they wouldn't be blasting it.
Really. And they won't be blasting it, so I don't see it as a rock concert.
I could check with staff if you would like, just to see if they could see any issues.
Well, let's see, any other thoughts?
I like the approach that don't assume bad behavior, don't assume problems, but make it easy for people to weigh in if there are. I mean, if we get complaints, that changes things. That seems how we approach a lot of this stuff. So even to ask them in advance, maybe after the first concert, although that's kind of fishing for, you know, suggesting an answer or a problem, though none might exist otherwise, but... No, I'll vote for this because I like that approach.
Okay.
Until they prove otherwise.
Okay. Any other thoughts? Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve the noise variance permit for Riviera Bar and Grill in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 6, product contract extension. Julie.
Yes, 2020 was the last year of our contract for our financial audit. So I would like to have the opportunity to just extend that contract for 2 to 3 years. And that's what CLA has proposed that was in the packet.
Okay, the proposed cost for those audits this year, $16,300, next year, $16,600, and $16,900 the next year. What was the last audit?
$16,000. Okay. Yes.
And it says that the above quoted fee does not include service fees for an audit in accordance with the Uniform Guidance Single Audit.
Correct, and that would be like that ARPA money we're going to receive. Once we spend over $750,000 federal funds in a year, then we'll have to have the same block.
Okay.
So if we spend that 22 or...
Stretch it up.
Yeah, okay. Once we hit that threshold, then we're required to have the same block.
Okay. Do you have any idea what something like that costs?
In the past, they had us quoted at like $1,500, but I would say it'd be more like probably the $3,500 to $4,500 each.
Okay.
President Rackham?
Yes, sir.
Can we investigate whether or not the federal funds can be used to pay for an audit of that to make sure that we budget or allocate the money properly?
We can look into that.
Good question. Okay, I will accept the motion. Any other questions for Brad? I'll accept the motion in a second.
I had another question. With regard to the optional year, I didn't see anything stating a time frame of whether, if it's mutual, as well as whether or not there's a time frame of whether, of when each party has to notify the other of going into year 3. I know we've been happy with their service, but I didn't see that spelled out in here to make sure that we're following, you know, a timeline of either continuing on or terminating.
That's correct. And I could verify that prior to signing this contract.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, I'll accept the motion on the second.
Move to approve.
Trustee Genrich. Seconded by?
Second.
Trustee Harris. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 7, request for temporary Class B retailer's license from Faith Lutheran Church for an anniversary celebration on July 18th, 2021 from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. And I believe we have a representative from the church here. Would we like to suspend rules and invite the gentleman up who's taking his time to come visit with us? Trustee Green. Seconded by Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Would you like to come up? If you'd be kind enough to give us your name and address, that would be great.
Yes. I am Joshua Ear. Last name is spelled E-R-R-E-R. And I live at 133 South Ontario in De Pere. I've been the pastor at Faith Lutheran for 10 years, and we had our 75th anniversary last year, but are celebrating it this year. So it's 75 plus one, and are looking to be able to have that out in our parking lot and invite anybody who would want to come. So if you are free on July 18th and want to come and celebrate with us, you're welcome to do so. We're celebrating our anniversary and the fact that we are debt-free for the first time in 18 years. And so the building that we did at that time, that's been paid for. And so it all came together this time, and we're looking to celebrate. So thank you for having me this evening. And do you have any questions for me about what we're hoping to do as part of that celebration? What you see there is obviously we want to be able to have alcohol available for people to purchase during that time that we are celebrating.
What else are you doing for your celebration?
We're hoping to have food. We're planning to have food, not hoping. We're planning to have food working with an organization to provide games and other family activities so that we can celebrate and have time together as a congregation and fellowship that we've not been able to do, but also invite our neighbors to come and celebrate with us.
Great. So. Any other questions for Joshua? Mm-hmm. Thank you very much,
sir.
I will accept the motion on this item.
Move to approve.
Pardon me? Thank you. I'll accept the motion to pick up the rules. So move, Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Green. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. I will now accept the motion on this item.
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwood. Do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion? We wish you a happy 75th plus one anniversary.
Thank you.
We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much. We'll pray for good weather.
Thank you. We will too.
Item number 8. Action regarding request for noise variance permit and temporary Class B retailer's license for a Resurrection Parish reunion picnic on August 21st, 2021 from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
It's beer and wine.
Pardon me?
It's beer.
Oh, so it's beer and wine. Okay. So this is for beer and wine. We don't have anyone from Resurrection, I'm guessing. Do we have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Do we have a second? Trustee Sampson. Any discussion? It's a reoccurring event, and this year it's being held at the Parish Athletic Field. They're expecting about 400 people, and Jason wrote us a note saying that they've never had problems. And once again, a celebration in times when people want them. So we have any other discussion? We have a motion to approve the noise variance and Class B liquor license for Resurrection. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 9. Action regarding a request from Green Bay East Youth Baseball to sell beer at the Sandlot Baseball Tournament at P.H. Martin Webster Park on July 30th and August 1st. I believe we have someone from the organization.
Move to suspend the rules to allow for...
Good job. Do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch. We have a motion to suspend the rules and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Come on up. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
If you give us your name and address, we'd appreciate it.
My name is Edward Pichette. Last name is spelled P-I-C-H-E-T-T-E. I live at 2521 Antares Terrace, Green Bay, Wisconsin. I am the president, current president of the Green Bay Cycling Baseball League. This will be the third year we are hosting our annual Sandlot Tournament at Webster Park. Each year gets bigger and better. We had a great turnout last year, full tournament. We did sell beer last year without any issues at all. We had a police officer on site at all times that we were serving beer. And this year we will also have a sergeant from the Green Bay Police Department who will be on site, along with his ex-wife, who's also a police officer, and her boyfriend. This officer will be there, so I think we'll be well equipped from a safety standpoint, and I appreciate you guys allowing us to do it last year and hopefully again this year.
Great. Any questions?
Sure. I remember the first year you asked for this, we had a discussion, a little bit philosophical, that
yes.
You use baseball, but you explained very well what the attendance was. And one of the arguments was that, it was a fundraiser.
Right.
And, not a... count by count, but did it turn out to be worth your while?
Yes, it did. It did help us. So one of the things that I like to explain to people is our baseball game, Green Bay Side Baseball, is not associated with the school. So if you look at a lot of areas, their baseball, youth baseball programs are associated with their schools. We're not directly affiliated with Preble East, any of the schools in Green Bay. We're our own league. So with the funding that also came with, not only the food sales and registration, but also selling the beer there, that helped us send all of our teams to more training throughout the winter months, off-season training. And it's definitely helped. It's definitely helped our teams. We have every one of our teams from 7U to 12U are all winning this year, which is great. But it's definitely helped. You see improvement in all the kids, and it's just the family environment it creates within the teams. Just being able, because they've been together since January, playing, practicing, and so on. So it has been a huge help, and that funding, the money from that, helped pay for all the trainings for the teams.
Thank you.
Very good.
Any other questions?
It was going to be a two weekend tournament. Last year ended up as one. You'd be doing it as one weekend again in 2021?
Correct. Yep. So we're utilizing some Green Bay fields as well, and then the LA fields.
Okay.
We have it our 8, 9, and 10 in L, like we did last year. It's the same groups that will be on the fields.
Okay, so the same age groups will be at the same park.
Correct. They're,
okay, so you won't have people transferring between parks.
No.
Within the same age group.
No.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Does Green Bay let you sell beer?
No, they do not. And it's more so the. From my understanding, it's more so the Optimus Club. You use the Optimus Field down on, I think it's more the Optimus Club, and they're kind of set rules. So.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Move to resume the regular order.
Good job. Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? We have a motion to pick up the rules in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. I will accept the motion in a second. Trustee Deutsch.
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion?
I do have a question. And again, I like this approach that, take people at face value and they're going to be professional and run things appropriately. Maybe a question for Brad. Would be, did we require them when we approved this last year to have it staffed by...
Officers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or security of some kind?
Security of some kind.
Okay. So again, as long as that's part of any approval we do for something like this, I'm in favor.
Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion?
It was also approved that it had to come back to the board each year. wasn't a Burke deputy.
That's right. Yeah.
It was, has to come back to us each year.
Yeah, and I remember there was a lot of talk about our policy, what should we be doing here, and it seems now that we've got a policy that works. So, all good.
I think it's very well self-governed. They do a nice job.
Yeah.
Any other discussion?
We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Oh, this one? Yeah. Yeah.
What's
why
that?
Not?
What's that?
For you. Why not? We're a team in the tournament.
You guys are playing in the UA.
We are.
Yeah.
Hot dog.
There'll be some of those there.
You got to be feeling 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock?
Seven.
We'll make the UAs feel good about this.
I appreciate you guys.
Thanks.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Thank you.
Item number 10, action regarding authorization of staff to enter into a contract for environmental testing of building materials for the property located at 1905 South Webster Avenue. Who wants to take that, Mr. Charlie?
So this is the next step in the progression of events after we purchase the building is to test if there are, there will be, because of the age of the building, some level of asbestos, but the testing will be quantifying that level of asbestos and other harmful materials, and then they'll put together a plan on how to abate that by the demolition company. So, this is a pretty straightforward process. We received two estimates for the scope of work. North Star came in a little under Eagle, and North Star is also offering lead paint testing and restricted waste inventory, which would be like Alice and that sort of thing. Both are relatively same timeline.
And what would we, when that's finished, when would we hope to raise the building?
We hope to get on schedule for August. We do have a auction company. Because of the size of our auction, they pushed us to August. So they'll auction a little equipment that's left. We'll have ReStore go through the rest of the building, claim anything they want, and then we'll have hopefully the demolition company come through. We will have to bid that out. I think we need to clarify that with the attorney, but we want to get that project out to the scope.
Okay. And for anyone in the audience, we're talking about the strip mall that's at Webster and St. Joseph. Okay.
Trevor, have we used North Star before?
Not that I know of. I know privately the new owners of the Mariner used Eagle. But that seems to be a preferred vendor for them. So.
Okay. Just didn't remember seeing the name before. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I will accept the motion on this item. Trustee Genrich.
Move to approve the choosing of North Star Environmental Testing for the site testing.
Okay. Do I have a second?
No.
Trustee Green. Any discussion?
Do we know what year that building was built?
It was built in two phases. So the north part was around the 50s, and then I think the southern part was in the 60s. It was like
later 60s.
Yeah.
I think Brad was at the groundbreaking.
He's on a crew.
Thank you. You're pitching.
To expand on that, because of each individual commercial tenant space we built out at a different time, that requires the 100 plus samples required by the DNR.
Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion?
We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 11, action regarding postponed hearing on July 20th, 2021 to consider ordinance 2021-02, amending all Village of Alloway municipal codes by replacing planning and zoning administrator verbiage with director of planning and community development. Trevor.
Yeah, so at the last meeting we approved, or the board approved a public hearing for July 20th, and staff and planning commission would like to work on some other ordinance amendments and just package everything together at once. Okay. Save on cost and effort.
Very good. I'll accept the motion on this item.
Move to postpone the hearing.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Deutsch, any discussion? Do you know when you want to postpone that to?
I'm thinking August.
Sometime?
Sometime in August, yeah.
Okay. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item 12, siren replacement. Mr. Lang.
Yes, definitely an unfunded budget request. We don't typically deal with the sirens. Talking with Laurie Mack, he was the emergency management operator, or chief emergency operator, and was notified that the siren located near the CP Center is shot. So he did go off to get quotes for either a rebuild or a replacement, and the recommendation is to totally replace the siren, which is about $3,000 more. Excuse me. So I did ask Mr. Mackey about whose responsibility it is, and going back many years, it was a handshake that the local governments, local municipalities are responsible. The last siren that was installed or replaced in the village was at Riverview Park. That was, we heard, 13 years ago, and that was paid for by the village. I had also asked if what the new tradition might be for sirens, meaning most people have smartphones, those sort of notifications, and at this point it's still up to the community to provide some sort of outdoor alarm system for severe weather. So the recommendation would be to go forward with replacing it with a new siren. Brown County does do the maintenance on it, so we do not pay for the maintenance, but we have to pay for the installation. So at least they do some of this stuff. And I also reached out to Winnebago and Allegheny counties. In Allegheny, they turned over the responsibility to all the municipalities. I think in 2020, and then Winnebago still takes care of all of them in that community, or for that county, but it's not uncommon. And Winnebago indicated that they believe that the last county in the state that still maintains them.
So across Brown County, all municipalities pay for their own.
Correct. Correct. I also asked if they would give me a GIS mapping of what is served by this particular siren.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 1,900 total homes within 3/4 of a mile of this facility, as well as churches, daycares, nursing homes, and of course the resin.
Only 1,900 homes?
Yep.
Oh, that's... So where's the siren on the north end of town?
We've got one at Webster School. Okay. We've got one at the CP Center. We have one at Riverview Park.
Okay.
Isn't there one at the end of Broadview?
That's Riverview Park.
Okay. It just seemed to me like that one and the one at the CP Center are awfully close to one another.
Yeah.
I think they look at how they sit. The one at elevation. Webster is so much higher, so it doesn't cover the lower section.
Obviously, safety is my first concern, but what if you took the one at the end of Broadview and put it at the CP Center? Would it? It seems to me like there's a lot of overlap right there in that area.
I don't believe that's when they do the three-quarter marks.
Okay.
It doesn't cover a great enough area. That's why the one down in Broadview is there.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Yeah, the funding for this would come out of the unappropriated general fund balance. Is that the approval from Julie?
We can't use any of the federal funds we're getting?
Probably not, but it's certainly something that if we can, we'll reimburse.
Okay.
So looking at the total cost is $20,785.
$20,000.
I'm hoping that nothing goes wrong and there's additional funds requested, but that's the quote for the new siren and installation.
So can you walk us through them? Because I see one for 11.7.
That was a rebuild.
Pardon?
The one for 11,000 was a rebuild of the existing.
Okay.
It was recommended to go brand new, which is 14,000.
Okay. So you're expecting the cost to be 20 grand.
Plus its installation, so a little over 6,000.
Okay. I thought you said the county installs.
No, they don't install it.
They maintain.
They'll come to maintain it, change batteries, make sure it's working, yearly maintenance.
I would recommend we get something and sit down with them and get something in writing.
Yeah.
We could start by having them pay for this one.
I tried.
Mr. Harris.
Brad, is there a way for us to check into the age of the other two compared to the age of this one so we can see whether or not we should start planning for replacement? And then is the land on which the three poles sit, is that then some area of that village property where we have taken an easement, or how does that work? I've never
thought about it. That's a good question. Only one is located on village property. So that's a good question. I'll ask that as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions for Brad? So when you say it's shot, it's not working.
It's not working.
Okay. And when would we be able to have this installed?
I talked to the supplier today, and it's 6 to 10 weeks to get the equipment, and probably about a week lag time for them to get it installed because I have to call diggers hotline. And
okay. I'll accept the motion on this item. Trustee Ginn.
I would make the motion to approve the purchase and install of new siren as indicated on the proposal.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Harris, any discussion?
Just one quick comment. Brad, you said you have to contact Diggers Hotline?
No, they will.
They will? Yeah, okay.
I do have another question. How often, you may not know this, but if they're responsible for maintaining it, does it just die all of a sudden? And how did they find out it wasn't working?
Mr. Mackey was contacted about a month or two ago. They went out, it worked, and then they were contacted again because it wasn't going off, because it goes off every Wednesday at noon, and it wasn't, so they went back out and determined that it was shot.
Okay. Those tests are a good thing then. Okay, we have a motion.
We have a motion to approve and a second. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 13, we'll take item 13A through C on the consent agenda. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Sampson, do I have a second? Trustee Atwood, any discussion? Motion to approve the consent agenda and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 14, do any of my fellow trustees want something on a future agenda?
Just because it was brought up on the last agenda, Mr. Clark was going to bring back quotes or individuals for tree removal for the surplus money, and then another direction was being explored. I didn't see it come up on the agenda again. And it's just, we got trees that need to come down, not just marked. They need to come down. So we need a plan.
Nope. Anything else?
Yeah, what about an update, you know, on the Brown Waste site and our discussions, potentials? We've been getting some feedback on that, I guess primarily negative, but just kind of where we're at with all that.
The yard waste discussion will be on the next Wednesday's agenda for Public Works.
Okay.
So I'll be reaching out to some of the individuals that reached out to me that wanted to be kept apprised of what was going on.
Okay, cool.
Thank you. Anything else? Hearing none, I will accept a motion to go into convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session.
Under the provisions of Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, I will move that we go into a closed session.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
So moved.
Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? We have a motion to move into closed in a second. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rector. Aye. Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
We are in closed session. I thank you all very much for being here tonight.